Motorcyclists Advocating Child Empowerment, or MACE as they are known, have been doing a bit of fundraising on the northwest coast in particular over the last few months, and they'll be donating some things to the Northwest Regional Hospital, clothing that are called Super Tees, and basically they're superhero costumes for kids that are doing it tough, because they're very heroic, some of these kids that are going through all sorts of things. Tell us a bit more about it. The Northwest President of MACE is Darren Richardson, who won't let me call him Darren, so he's here now. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good day, Martin. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Nice to catch up with you again. These superhero super tees, as they're called, they've sort of got a bit of a lightning bolt on the chest, a bit like the old Shazam costume. But there's been a bit of thought go into them, because they've got like gaps in under the arms to allow medical staff to take temperatures and things like that. So there's been a bit of thought go into them, and I think they're a wonderful idea.
Yeah, mate. Look, we got onto it. The guy that's invented these is Jason Sertius. I hope I got that right, from New South Wales. And he himself had a very, very sick young daughter. And he was in the hospital one night, and she was sort of vomiting on herself due to chemo and stuff. And he couldn't get the nurses, because obviously they were busy. So he decided that he'd try and clean her up himself. He's trying to disconnect cords and change her top over, and she's hollering and screaming, and that's when he came up with the idea that there's got to be an easier way of doing it, and this is how he's come up with the Super Tee.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. The kids will love that, because they're into all the superheroes, and they are so heroic for what they're going through. We're not just talking about cancer patients. We're talking about kids that have been affected by bullying, neglect, physical or emotional abuse, sexual abuse, domestic violence, all sorts of things, really. Kids are in hospital for lots of different reasons, and it is a tough journey for them and their family.
Oh, absolutely, mate. We can only sit here and speak about it and ponder on probably what half these kids have gone through, but to actually witness it self-hand, or to know someone that's been through something that's pretty traumatic is not a good thing.
The Southern Group of MACE, they recently donated some of the Super Tees to the Royal Hobart Hospital, and you're going to be donating some to the Northwest Regional Hospital Paediatric Ward in Burnie in a couple of weeks' time. So, obviously, this is something that your organisation has seen as a practical way of using the funds that you've raised, and even to put a smile on a kid's face, it's worth it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Look, we've been working on it now for a few months, and I've got a pretty good team behind me, mate. It's made pretty easy, when you can all work together, and we've been working with the South pretty hard, and we got them over, and slowly starting to get them into the hospitals. I mean, up here on the north, we had a beautiful young family that's four kids that have donated some of their own money to go towards the case, and I think, if I could just mention some first names, I won't mention last names, but Micaiah, Ryan and Phoebe and Ebony, thank you very much. We appreciate it very, very much, as have certainly put some smiles on some kids' faces.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll know who they are, and I'm tipping, I think I know Phoebe as well, because she may be a cancer survivor herself, if that's the case. So it's funny how things go full circle sometimes. In addition to donating these Super Tees, you've also got another fundraising and awareness ride coming up on the 30th of January. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've got, like I said, we're going to deliver these Super Tees on the 29th, which is the Friday. Obviously, due to COVID, we'd normally finish our ride at the hospital and everybody could be there, but unfortunately we can't do that at the moment, so we'll deliver them on the 29th. What we're going to do is organise a ride on the 30th, which will go up on our Facebook page, and the funds for that will solely go towards these Super Tees, because we'd like to get as many as we can into the state. And try and get them into every hospital possible, so they're there, and when they know that they've got a child that needs one, they're there and ready to go. So.
I'd like to think that the need for them will go away, but sadly, Richo, it won't, will it? I mean, there's always going to be a need for these sorts of things, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, mate, it doesn't matter, if you could go back and stop World War One, we would, but, and that still gets spoken about. There's still, argy-bargy between countries. I know they hide it pretty well, but there still is. I mean, you're never ever going to stop things in life, unfortunately, that bad people want to inflict on others. It's just it's a horrible thing.
Yeah, we need to make the journey as bearable as we can, and this is a great way of doing it. I've been talking to you a few times, as you know, and we've actually met each other. It's been probably a bit over 12 months since I first spoke to you and got an email, or I think it was a phone call, and I had to find out what Mace was all about. The profile, though, in that time has lifted, hasn't it? So how are you finding now when you tell people you're raising funds for Mace, they go, oh, yes, that's the motorcycle group. Does that sort of happen a bit more than saying, oh, what on earth is that all about?
Absolutely. Yeah, we find now, like, even when we set up some stalls, we set up one at the Twilight Market at the Don here not long ago, and we did one the following day over at Latrobe there at Station Square. And look, we just had people actually pulling up just to say hello to us again because they'd seen us somewhere before or they've seen something that we've done. And yeah, we've got, you know, small children donating, you know, $5 into our funds and things, and it's just great, you know, to know that there's kids out there with the big hearts, you know that there's other kids that are going through a rough time. It's pretty special.
Yeah, look, I know I've been a volunteer for charities, and I was a volunteer firefighter, and sometimes it's nice to be told thank you, and I know how good it makes you feel when you can do that sort of thing.
Oh, mate, look, we've always said in our club, you know, as far as if we get anything out of this at all, it's to walk away knowing that one child that we've just gone and visited or donated something to has got a smile on their face.
Yeah, terrific. Look, congratulations on what you've done so far. I think it's fantastic. I love the idea of the Super Tees. The ride's on the 30th of January, and details are on your Facebook page, which it's MACE, Motorcyclists Advocating Child Empowerment. Richo, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Martin, and appreciate your time too, mate. I hope you're feeling better soon.
Yes.
Just before I go, mate, if there's any businesses out there at all that want to jump on board with these things, yeah, just feel free to give us a buzz or hit us up on our Facebook page, and we'd be more than happy to sit down and have a chat with them and try and get these things rolling out across the state.
Yeah, awesome. Good on you, Richo. Darren Richardson, the Northwest President of Motorcyclists Advocating Child Empowerment, or MACE. If you're not a bike rider, it doesn't matter. You can still support the cause, as Richo said, through the Facebook page, or details are there when the ride's starting. You might want to go along and make a donation or whatever. Any way you can support will be greatly appreciated.